Okay, continuing Hilchos Nida. We're in packet 18, dealing with the halachas of Hafsek Tahara. So the Gemara in Samach Ches, the Mishnah in Samach Ches has a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama holds that you can do your Hafsek Tahara if you're on your seventh, if she's on her seventh day of her Re'iyah, she can do her Hafsek Tahara Shachris. And doesn't need to do it at Beinu Shmashos, and that's enough to start a Zayin Kiyum, right? The Zayin, anyway, all the Nashim are today are Safek Zava, Safek Nida, and they're, since they're a Safek Zava, they need a Zayin Kiyum. And the Zayin Kiyum needs to be preceded by a Hafsek Tahara. And so the Tana Kama holds that if she's on the seventh day of Nida, B'dika's Hafsek Tahara Shachris is enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds me the Mincha L'Maila, always whatever day Nida, day Re'iyah she's on, she always needs it from the Mincha L'Maila, which is really some of the Beinu Shmashos. And the Rabban and Basrai hold that if she's on her second day of Re'iyah and she stops seeing, the Dam stops, so she can do her Hafsek Tahara Shachris. So Rebbe asked, Rebbe Kodesh asked his Rebbeim, what about, he asked explicitly, perhaps if she stops on the 7th, 6th, 5th, or second day, and so she's on her second day of the Re'iyah, and she stops in the morning, is the Hafsek Tahara good in the morning? And they said yes. But he didn't ask about the first day. So the first day is really kind of a bone of a contention over here. What about the first day? So she has a Re'iyah of one day, and she stops in the morning, and she does a Hafsek Tahara. Does that Hafsek Tahara work? So Rebbe says, Te'isiyah Shalosh Alti. He felt that he erred and that he didn't ask his Rebbeim regarding the scenario. And because Rashi says, if I had asked, they would have been retired. So Rebbe assumed, the reason why Rebbe didn't ask about the first day, he assumed the first day is Mayana Pasuach, and therefore it's a Chazakah that she's going to see Dam, and therefore a Hafsek Tahara and Shachris is not going to work, because she's going to see Dam later on anyway, and you can't rely on the Hafsek Tahara Shachris she's going to see later on in the day. But it sounds like from the fact that he said Te'isi Shalosha Alti, it sounds like he's bothered. He would have preferred to have confirmation from his Rebbeim to say that it's Mutter. He was Chayzer. Originally he thought it was Mayana Pesuach, and therefore B'dika Shachar is not going to work. And he was Chayzer on that. He felt that it would work. Because the same reasoning applies, right? The same reasoning applies. Just like any other day, she sees on the second day, and she stops Shachris and does a Hafsek Tahara Shachris, it works. The reasoning is, came in the Pasach, since she stopped seeing Dam, Pasach, she stopped. And she stopped. The Dam stopped, it stopped. So the first day as well, came in the Pasach. So Rebbe seems comfortable that the B'dika Shachris should work even for Yom Rishon. But he sounds a little bit iffy because it sounds like he would have preferred to have confirmation from his Rebbeim. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef on Kuf Tzadi Vav. The Beis Yosef will bring the Rajba, and he'll bring the Rambam, and the Magid, and the Ramban. It's very geschmack. So first he brings the Rajba, and the Rajba sounds like he says it from our Gemara. Lo ashkikan to peshita le gamrei. This question, Rebbe's question, wasn't the high to isi shalosha alti kama. There's some sort of hesitation over here. Mikol makom kaven de ihu kamar to isi shalosha alti v'kal yachiv taima. You know the reason that kaven the pasak rishon also should work. The tahar yom rishon kashar yamim. So then, it's a reasonable. It seems reasonable that it should, B'dika Shachar should work. And he brings a brisa. There's a brisa that equates the two. Okay. And then the Beis Yosef the Rajba brings in the Beis Yosef, Yesh Machmirim, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam is Machmir that Bedikas Shachris does not work on Yom Rishon of the Re'iyah. And now in the Machmir, the Rajba sounds like that Bedikas Shachris does work. He says there's Yesh Machmirim. So the question is, on the Machmirim, do they allow Bein HaShemashos? Is the Bedikah Bein HaShemashos on a Riyah Yom Echad going to work? So now that's what we're going to look at. What about Bein HaShemashos on the first day of a Riyah? Okay, Shachris, maybe not. But what about, so he's saying the Machmirim, says the Beis Yosef, near Midvarim, Shah Machmirim, Chaynu Hecha the Badka Yom Rishon, Koydom Bein HaShemashos, the Ilu Badka Bein HaShemashos, Af Berishon Tehoira, the Divrei HaKol. So the Beis Yosef is saying the Machmir and only Machmir that Kodem Bein HaShemashos does not work. The Ilu Badcha Bein HaShemashos, Af Berishon Tehoira, the Divrei HaKol. So now we're getting. I'm gonna assume that Kodem Bein HaShemashos means Shachris and most of the day, and I'm gonna when it's not Koidim Bein HaShemashos like a little bit before Bein HaShemashos versus Bein HaShemashos. I think I'm gonna understand this as Koidim Bein HaShemashos means includes Shachris and you know the earlier part of the day. But once you get to some of the Bein HaShemashos, then the Machmirin would say it's okay. The Bedikas Bein HaShemashos, meaning some of the Bein HaShemashos, will work even by Yom Rishon. V'chein mashma, the high the masnisin badcha shachris kaimi chachamim the amrei b'shnayim lidasa kaman. The machlokes the rabbanan basrai in the Mishnah on Samaches, they say b'shnayim. She's on the second day of nida, so then bedika shachris works. Aval lo berishon. So that's the diuk from the Mishnah. The diuk from the Mishnah is that Sheni works Shachris, but Rishon does not work Shachris. Right? Sheni works, Shachris works on Sheni, but Shachris does not work on Rishon. She does a Bidika, Shachris Yom Rishon is not going to work. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah. But Dafka, Shachris Dumya the Sheni, the Mayri Bein. In other words, the diuk only excludes the kula of Sheni. The kula of Sheni is Shachris. So therefore the implication is Rishon, Shachris doesn't work. Aval Bein HaShemashos, Lo Ayri Be, Masnisin. The Mishnah is not talking about the Bein HaShemashos. It's talking about the Chiddush of, right? The Mishnah is talking about the Chiddush of Bedikas Shachris, or not. So the Diyuk only, for Yom Rishon, Shachris doesn't work, but the Bein HaShemashos work. Aval Rambam, the Rambam, Hilchos Yisrei Bia, Perek Vav, Pasach Lachachmer, Pichachamim, the Masnisin, the Savri, Bedikas Rishon, Lav Dav Gehi, Velo Chiluk Bein Shachris, the Bein HaShemashos, Klal. So if we read the Rambam, if we look at the Rambam says that if she finds herself Tahor on Yom Rishon, it's ki'ilu she's tameh. It sounds like the Rambam holds that because of the svar of Mayana Psuach, the first day of her re'iyah is a write off. It's a write off. There's no way to get a hefsek tahar on the first day. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. But the Maggid brings the Ramban, and the Ramban says Shachris does not work. Right? Shachris doesn't work, but Bein HaShemashos does work. Right? So I'll read the Maggid quoting the Ramban. Ra'asa b'zman hazeh yom echad shachris u'pasuk aboy b'yom eino moinu b'yom yom ha'machras ad she can't use that as her hefsek tahara ad shetachzor livdoik v'yiv yadecha b'yadecha kol Bein HaShemashos. Right? Shechezkas yom rishon kula huchzak mayim pesuach v'dam meha choizmin la af al pi shepaska b'shachris. So the Ramban sheet is that Bidika Shachris doesn't work Yom Rishon, but Benish Marshas will work as a Hefsek Tahara for Yom Rishon. So says the Magid. Right, the way the Rambam reads is that the Rambam holds the whole, it sounds like from the Rambam, just from the words of the Rambam itself, the first day is a write-off. There's just no way to get a Hefsek Tahara. Even Bein HaShmashos. But the Rav HaMagid wants the Mimedayik on the Rambam, and sorry, the Beis Yosef wants the Mimedayik on the Magid quotes the Ramban. And the Ramban says Bein HaShmashos Yom Rishon works. So the Beis Yosef is Medayik on the Magid to say that if it was true that the Rambam held that Bein HaShmashos was a write-off, in other words, the whole even Bein HaShmashos was a write-off, in other words, the whole first day could never have a successful Hefsek Tahara, if it was true that the Rambam argued on the Ramban to say that the first day is a write-off, then, says the Magid, no, the Beis Yosef says on the Magid would have made that contrast. If it was true that the Magid held that the Rambam argued on the Ramban, the Magid would have contrasted the Shita of the Ramban, which the Magid did bring, with the Rambam, who argues. Since the Magid did not bring the Rambam contrasting with the Ramban Shita, says the Beis Yosef, that means the Magid holds, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. Very geschmack. So we're left with a problem that the language of the Rambam really sounds absolutely, you can't get a Hefsek Tahara on the first day. And so the Beis Yosef answers that question. Umashalo kosav kein befeirush, hainu lefisha ein darko berov hamakomot, ele lahati kloshon hamishnah, or hagamora kamoshahu. And this that the Rambam didn't say befeirush, that bedikas bein hashmashos works even on a riyas yom echad, like the Ramban, he didn't say it explicitly, because he's really following the lashon of the Gemara. And the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara are really just talking about Shachris. Does Shachris work on Yom Rishon or not? Does the Bedika Shachris work on Yom Sheni or not? The Gemara is focusing on whether Shachris works or not. So that's the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Shita of the Rambam. Beis Yosef is interpreting the Magid's presentation of the Ramban without any without contrasting it with the Shita of the Rambam. So therefore, it must be that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, and the Lashon of the Rambam is the Lashon. The Lashon of the Rambam sounds like it is not good, because he doesn't permit it beferish. He doesn't permit it beferish, but the Beis Yosef saying that the Magid would have spoken that out. If the Magid really felt that the Rambam held Bein HaShmashos doesn't work for a Hefsek Tahara and Riyas Yom Echad, the Magid should have said the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. But since he's silent, right? Since he's silent. If the Rambam disagreed, he wouldn't have been silent. And so let's go to the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Vav. And there's going to be a machlokes here between the Ramah and the Mechaber. First, they present kind of the regular. The regular, she sees 2 days, and the din for 2 days is the same as the din for if she has a re of 3, 4, 5 or whatever. So the Mechaber says, the Mechaber postulates the Rajbo that for she has a 2 day re'iyah or more, she needs a hefsek tahara some of the Bein HaShmashos, and she needs a moich dachuk. And he brings Lulam Yelamed Adam Besoich Besoich Shetei Bedekas Biyom Biyom Hefsek Tachara Bemark Dachuk Veshei Shem Kol Ben Shmashos. So the Mechaber on a regular Re'ia, he does not allow Bedika Shachris. Bedika Shachris is not on the table. It has to be some of the Ben Shmashos, and you need a Moich Dachuk. That's the Mechaber. The Rama says Bedika Shachris works on a Re'ia of 2 days. Bidiyavid, and you don't need a moktafuk. Right? Menoheg luchatchil bidiyavid, afilu badka atzma rak shachres umatza atzma tohara sagi bekach. And the moktafuk is a person should be machmel luchatchil, but bidiyavid for the Rama, for a regular iya, you don't need bidika shachres is fine, and you don't need a moktafuk. And then in Halacha Beis, we have our case of a one day Re'iyah, and the Mechaber again passes the same. You need a Bein Shmashos, you need a Moch Dachuk. Right? Rasa Yom Echon, Bilvad, Upasakabo, Biyom, Tzricha Livdoik Atzma, Bemoch Dachuk, Vishitahe, Sham, Kol Bein Shmashos. What is the Rama? So the Rama is machmer like the Ramban that on a Riyah of Yom Echad you need a Bein Shmashos, but it works, and he's makel on the Moich Dafuk again. So, it's Bedika Shachris only works if it's a 2 day Revi'iyah or more. If it's the first day, the Rama says no, you have to do it some of the Bein Shmashos. Now let's see Shach Vav. Shach Vav is going on this Rama of a 1 day Revi'iyah. Rak Yom Echad Umayana Pasucha. The Kasab is safe from Adani Melech. The Im Tomar, who the Didan, my Nafkemina, Hi Afilu Isha Sharoya Kesem, Noyek Shetriach Lahamtin, He Yamim, Im Yom Sharasabo, Bacherkach Tifsoik, Vetispor Zainakim. Right? So the Rama Paskins later on in the Simon that you need a Hamtana of 5 days between the Shimush and the beginning of the Hefsek Tahara. So who cares? Why do we need to know this din that if she has a Riyah of 1 day, she can do a Hefsek Tahara at the Bein Shmashos of that first day? She's going to need a Hamtana of four more days. And her Hefsek Tahara is going to be, you know, later on in the week. So we're never going to do our Hefsek Tahara. If a woman's on 1 day, she's never going to do her Hefsek Tahara on that day. She's going to have to wait. She's going to have to do a Hamtana. And even if it's a Kesem, even if it's not a Re'iyah, it's just a Kesem, she's going to have to wait before she can do her Zayin Nekiyim. Theoretically, she could do her Hefsek Tahara as soon as she stops, the Dam stops. Theoretically, she could do her Hefsek Tahara before her Hamtana. There's nothing stopping her, and I don't think there may not be anything wrong with that. But it makes more sense just to do it at the later point because Dam may have come. It makes sense to do it at the later point. But theoretically, she really could. He's assuming. Yeah. Okay, so good. So yeah, but the way the Madani Melech is setting it up is that the Hefsek Tahara follows the Hamtana. So that's that makes sense. You know, why should you do a Hefsek Tahara at the beginning of the Hamtana when something may happen in between? Do a Hefsek at the very, you know, 5 days, four or five days later, and then you'll be, you know, if something happened, you'll know. Okay. So, what's the teretz? V'nira li the nafke mina hecha shechazer v'ra'asa b'soichim me hasfira. So if she she has a re'ia in the middle of her Zayin Kiyim, the Kevin Shlo Rasa Rak Yom Echad, Bimei HaSfira, Bedicha Shachris Lo Mahani, Afilu Bidi Evid. So it does, there is a place for this din. So she had a Hamtana, she's now in the middle of her Zayin Kiyim, and she has a re'ia. She has a regular, she has a flow in her Zayin Kiyim. And that's going to nullify, it's going to be soiser her Zayin Akim. She's going to have to start a new Zayin Akim. But that new Zayin Akim isn't going to need a Hefsek Tahara. Sorry, of course it will be. That new Zayin Akim will need a Hefsek Tahara, but it won't need a Hamtana. So when she has a Riyah of Yom Echad in the middle of her Zayin Akim, she needs a Hefsek Tahara, and she's going to do that Hefsek Tahara on that day. There's no Hamtana. The whole premise of the kasha is that there's a hamtana in between the pasak and the right. The whole premise was there's a big hamtana between the psikas dam and the zayin akim. But here she already had a hamtana. There is no hefsek between the stopping of the dam and the zayin akim. There's no need for hamtana. She just did one. So the haria yom echad could be followed up with a hefsek tahara bo b'yom. And so that's where the halacha of the Ramah now finds a place. And now he gives another teretz aval. Sorry, not another teretz aval. Lo ra sarak. So that's when the halacha applies. The halacha applies in that instance. Now we're going to say, contrast that. Aval loy ra sarak bekesem afilu efshar efshar lahakal bein bimei hasvira bein betechila. So if she doesn't have a re'ia in her Zayin Nekiyim, rather she has a kesem in her Zayin Nekiyim, so then we will be efshar lahakal. What are we being makel in? We would be makel in that the Bedicha Shachris of Yom Echad, of Yom Rishon, works. Because we're dealing with a kesem. We don't really have that svar of Mayana Pasucha, because it's a kesem. It's just it's not a flow. So therefore, it's Efshar Lahakel, even though it's in the sphere. So So she sees a kesem. What's the case? She sees a kesem in her Zayin Akim. So it nullifies her Zayin Akim. She needs to start anew. She needs to have Sik Tahara and needs to start anew. So the question is, would Bedika Shachris work in that scenario? And he's saying, yes, we can be makel on this Ramah. The Ramah was Machmer. Ramah said, no, you have to do it Beinish Mashos if it's Ria Yom Echad. But it's possible that we could be makel on this scenario because when it's a kesem, like I said, because we don't necessarily have the problem of Mayana Pesuach because it's just a kesem. And then the other case where we're going to be makel, that Bedika Shachris would work Yom Rishon, is Bein B'techila, right? He says, Aval, just to read the whole sentence, Aval, Lo Ra'asa Rak Kesem, Efshel HaKol, Bein B'mei HaSfira, Bein B'techila. So what does B'techila mean? So I was thinking Techila could mean two versions of one idea, is that B'techila could be she had a Hamtana, and she is she had a Hamtana, and she's just about to do her Hefsek Tahara, and she saw a Kesem. So she saw a Kesem just before she was going to do her Hefsek Tahara, and so we're not going to require a new Hamtana. So that kesem will be considered a re'ias yom echad. That kesem will be considered a. It's not a re'ia. It's a kesem. But it will be like it fits into our case of she has dam on yom echad, and shachris will work. Why? Because she just finished her hamtana. A couple of minutes ago. She finished her hometown. She already waited 5 days, but she just now, and now she has a kesem. So we're not going to require her to. We're not going to require her to wait to do the hafsik tahara bein hashmashos, because again, since it's a kesem, we don't have mayana pasufa, and so that's what I thought betchila means. And she's at the beginning of her, she's at the beginning. And I thought, or maybe betchila would be really the same scenario for a kala. Because we said before, we had a kula in the shach, that the shach waived the whole hamtana, all 5 days, in order that the kala could have a, in order to, you know, escape a chuppas nida. So maybe a kala maybe a kesem for a kala after she, maybe the similar scenario, after she had a hamtana. Or maybe a kesem. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. With the betchila means she had a hamtana and she's about to do her hefsik tahara. She's on the day that she's going to do the hefsik tahara. Right? In other words, she's our classic. So let's just think about it for a second. She has a hamtana. The classic case of hamtana is they're Meshamesh Motzei Shabbos. So we want her to start counting her Zayin Nekiyim, starting with Yom Hashishi. So Thursday night is when she'll start her first day of Zayin Nekiyim. So Thursday afternoon is when her Hefsek Tahara will be. So in that, right, that's our basic case. So she saw a kesem Thursday morning. She saw a kesem Thursday morning. So that would be considered a Re'iya Yom Echad. And her Hefsik Tahara Shachris will be make with a Hefsik Tahara Shachris on Thursday morning. Maybe because it's only a kesem, and maybe that would be an example of this the betechila of the shach over here. The shach said he gave us an akimta of when does the Ramah apply. The Ramah, list that the Ramah says that you have to bedikas yom echad, it has to be ben shmashos. So he said that would be if she had a re'iya in the middle of her zayin nekiyim. And she does not need a hamtana, so then she would not be allowed, according to the Ramah, since it's a Re'iya and it's a Re'iya Yom Echad, she would not allowed to be do a Hefsek Tahara Shachris. She would have to wait till Bein Hashmashos. But then the Shach gives exceptions where we don't have to follow the Ramah. And that would be if she had a kesem b'nei sfira, or I was thinking she finds a kesem, say Thursday morning, right? She finds a kesem Thursday morning. She could do a hefsek tahara Thursday morning, and no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I would say no. I take that back. She did a hefsek tahara Thursday afternoon. She saw a kesem Friday morning. But she's already in her zayin nekiyim. Okay, so I have to think up the case. So I don't have a for the shach. The shach said bein b'sfira, bein b'tachila. I have to think of what b'tachila is, unless you have a teretz for b'tachila. Because what I just did is she's not going to do a hefsek tahara. She could do a hefsek tahara. No, I think I'm right. In other words, if she Thursday morning she saw a kesem, and then she did a half siktahara in the morning, and instead of doing it in the afternoon, and that would be a Re'iyas Yom Echad, and there's no Hamtana because she's really finished it. She really finished her the 36 hours anyway. So I think that's an example of a tchila. Tchila is that she sees Thursday morning, dam. She doesn't have to tahara in the morning, and that will work since it's only a kesem. So I will stop there because I have to. Any questions? So if it's a real re'iyah Thursday morning, we would say that that's Mayana Pesuach. It doesn't matter that she just waited, she just had a hamtana. It doesn't ruin her hamtana. So since it doesn't ruin her hamtana, she doesn't have to wait again. But since it's a re'iya and it's the equivalent of a re'iya's Yom Echad, she cannot rely on a hefsik tahara shachris. Because by definition of being a re'iya, it's Mayana Pesuach. But maybe not, because she already had, I mean, a couple of days, you know, last week she had a Mayana Pesuach. So, but the shach is contrasting between Re'iya and Kesem. I'll think about it. I'll think about it a little bit more. I have to go now. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you. Bye.